Radio Prague News.
Elections to the Senate and municipal government will be held on October 15th and 16th. President Václav Klaus has appointed Miroslav Singer to be the new governor of the Czech National Bank. And the Czech National Bank has released the results of tests suggesting that the Czech banking sector is healthy and resilient. Senate and municipal elections will be held on October 15th and 16th of this year, the Office of the President announced on Friday. Ballots will have to be compiled by August 10th. Voters will elect 27 senators, or a third of the upper house, to six-year terms. Local government elections, on the other hand, affect all relevant bodies. The last such elections in 2006 saw more than 62,000 officials elected in 6,365 municipalities. The president's announcement of the election dates must still be endorsed by Prime Minister Jan Fischer. Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas met with President Václav Klaus on Friday morning to brief him about progress in the talks on forming a center-right coalition government. Mr. Nečas is leading the talks between his Civic Democratic Party, Top 09, and Public Affairs, whose strong showing in the recent general elections would give them a comfortable 118-seat majority in the 200-strong lower house of parliament. The two agreed on the need to form a government in such a way as to begin drafting a state budget for next year by the middle of July. Mr. Nečas said ahead of the meeting with the president that the coalition talks were going well and he expected an agreement by the end of the month. President Klaus will not be attending the weekend conference of the Civic Democratic Party, which he himself founded in 1991 and led for 11 years. Party leader Petr Nečas said that he was not disappointed by the absence and that Mr. Klaus had already notified the party that his attendance would be unlikely. The president left a letter for the conference with Mr. Nečas and asked that he read it to the assembly in person. Mr. Klaus retained the party title of honorary chairman until 2 years ago, when he gave up his membership because he disagreed with the party's direction. President Klaus has appointed a new governor to the Czech National Bank, current vice governor Miroslav Singer, who will take office on July 1st. The outgoing governor, Zdeněk Tuma, who has held the office since the year 2000, announced his resignation in the spring, saying he wanted to make things easier for his successor. His second term of office was to end in February of 2011. Miroslav Singer has been the vice governor of the central bank since 2005 and worked as one of the directors of PricewaterhouseCoopers, CR, before that. The Czech National Bank itself has released the results of tests it carried out that suggest that the Czech banking sector is healthy and resilient against risk. According to the resulting report, the stability of the country's banking sector should not be jeopardized even by substantially negative economic developments. In the event of such negative developments, certain institutions would suffer losses that could require injections of capital from shareholders. The central bank tested the resilience of the financial sector using three alternative scenarios of future development. The greatest impact on the financial system would be caused by a loss of confidence that would lead to losses of roughly 2% of the entire financial sector, an amount that would require a relatively small injection of 5 billion crowns. The European Commission has approved the Czech Republic's plan for film production incentives. The program allows the state to return up to 20% of the money spent by film productions in the Czech Republic and will be effective until the end of 2015. The scheme is intended to bring back what was a thriving industry until the first half of the decade and was hurt by similar incentives being introduced in other European countries. In 2004 alone, foreign film production in the Czech Republic declined by 70%. Now turning briefly to the weather, the weekend is expected to be rainy and cool throughout the Czech Republic, with daytime highs of around 15 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.